The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat-out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head him off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1951, the first nuclear power generator in the United States went online in Arco, Idaho. Still in the experimental stages, the reactor managed to light up 4 whole light bulbs. In 1996, Steve Jobs began engineering his comeback by merging his upstart computer company, Next, back into the first company he founded, Apple Computer. His first order of business was to start introducing key features of Next Step operating system into the Apple Macintosh OS. Robert Vandegraaff, inventor of the Vandegraaff generator, was born on this day in 1901. Alan Parsons was born today in 1948. Jenny Agutter, co-star of Logan's Run, was born in 1952. Joel Gretsch, star of the 4400 and the 21st century remake of V, was born in 1963. Dead Zone and Deep Space Nine co-star Nicole DeBoer was born today in 1970.
I'm Dax. I'm not Jadzia Dax. I'm Ezri Dax. But I have all of Jadzia's memories. Not to mention Leela's, Tobin's, Emine's, Audred's, Joran's, Curzon's. Am I forgetting anyone?
Darius.
Right. You're probably asking yourself, who is this person? How did she get the symbiont? Do I even want another Dax in my life? Does she always talk this much? These are all very good questions, and I wish I had good answers for you.
The answers can wait. Right now, I'm just glad to see you.
Roy Disney, who went into business with his brother as co-founder of an animation studio, died on this day in 1971. And on this day in 1996, astronomer Carl Sagan died. In 1980, video game maker Universal released Space Panic. Though it's not as well known as, say, Donkey Kong, Space Panic was the first video game to feature multiple vertical levels that players had to reach by climbing on-screen ladders. In 2008, the fan-made series Star Trek Phase 2 brought a script to the screen that had been controversially rejected in the early days of Star Trek The Next Generation.
USS Enterprise, Captain's Personal Log. My nephew, Peter, has been assigned to the Enterprise as an ensign.
Captain Kirk.
Peter.
Ensign Kirk, sir.
You know him better than I do. What do you think he'll say?
I don't know him at all.
Would you care to join the mission team?
Sir, there's almost no blood in this man's body.
Plasmacytes. Bloodworms.
Captain, we have to assume this entire ship is contaminated.
Starfleet Command has just ordered us to destroy the Copernicus.
They're all dead! Everyone's dead!
Tackling the topic of AIDS, Blood and Fire was originally written by David Gerrold, the writer of such classic Star Trek episodes as The Trouble with Tribbles. Gene Roddenberry had rejected the original version for Star Trek's small-screen revival in 1987, and it was rewritten for Captain Kirk and his crew. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, thelogbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.